Hello and welcome to Beyond Category. I'm Eric Felton. We're here at the Bohemian Caverns Jazz Nightclub in Washington, D.C. to hear a terrific young jazz trumpet player from Trinidad and Tobago, Etienne Charles. Let's head on in and check it out. Etienne Charles. Fantastic, man. That just sounded great.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell me about growing up and what you learned as a musician growing up in Trinidad.
So growing up in Trinidad was really a blessing. It was extremely interesting, especially now after living in the U.S. for so long and seeing how people grow up here and seeing some of the differences. And in my family, music was always associated with dancing, always. So anytime the record player was on, somebody would be chipping around the house. When I was a baby, my mother would always come home from work, and she says that I wouldn't be calm until she put music on. My family, everybody played music. I have uncles that play quattro, guitar, bottle and spoon, many different instruments.
You play steel pan.
I play steel pan. My father played steel pan. My uncle played steel pan. And so there was always, at Christmas time specifically, there was always like a bottle and spoon jam going on. It mightn't be instruments. It might be the record player playing and people playing along and singing and dancing.
You know, so, I have a friend from Puerto Rico who is a musician, and at Christmas time they would always join these what are called parandas, going out and doing aguinaldo music, playing for people, bring out coquito, a holiday drink, and people would just carol all night long. Would you do the same kind of thing?
We have a very similar concept, except called paranda. We call it parang with a G at the end. And it's the same thing. You move from house to house playing. It's normally a lot of cuatros, guitar, box bass, mandolin, flutes, and vocalists. And the most important part is you're singing about the nativity. So there's songs like you sing a serenade. You go to somebody's house and you sing a serenade. Then they let you in, and then you sing some more. Then you make sure and stop so they feed you. You know, there's a saying, not another note till we get something to wet the throat. It's a song about that. And then you go on. Normally, it used to be a house-to-house tradition. So it became a verb. You call it paranging. You go from house to house.
And then people that you've been at one house come along with you.
Yeah, and then eventually, you know, it's this huge, this mass of people moving from house to house. Very neighborhood vibe.
And then you have other great traditions in Trinidad. I mean, Carnival, very big. And you know, what did you learn musically from playing in Carnival, playing steel bands? You know, it seems that a lot of jazz musicians that grow up in the U.S. never connect the music they're learning with the dance tradition.
Growing up playing in the steel band, if the rhythm section not grooving, people not dancing. So most importantly, you gotta maintain that. So people are always tapping their feet. You know, the whole band, the steel band, face to plan groove, which is the band I grew up playing in. You got 120 people. And everybody's marking time. We mark time with our feet. So even when we're not playing any music, you hand 200, sometimes 300 feet back, and you're feeling the stage move. So it just taught you about energy, about exchanging the energy from the bandstand to the audience. That's one of the most important things, because you're on Carnival, you're on the road. The steel bands were on the road playing the tunes. So that rhythm is what's driving people to keep moving. I mean, you talking about people dance sometimes 20 and 30 miles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to keep the energy going.
If you think about the Carnival circuit between going from St. James all the way down to Port of Spain and then up through Woodbrook and then back up around St. Clair, and then when you think about that circuit, you're talking about a lot of miles. And it's the music that keeps people going, and it's a rhythm that keeps them driving.
And you feel that still in the music that you're playing now.
It's very important for what I hear as my music. It's very important to have like a nice bouncy groove going.
Well, maybe we can hear it in the next tune. Why don't we get the guys back up, and what are you going to do for us next?
We're actually going to do a reggae tune. We're going to do it's originally a Bo Diddley tune that Willie Cobbs redid, and then Don Penn redid it in Rocksteady, and it's an old blues classic called You Don't Love Me.
All right, fantastic. Etienne Charles. Thank you. Etienne Charles, love that tune. What was that last tune you did?
Thank you. That was Dwens. It's a tune I wrote about these little goblin-like creatures. It's a part of the Caribbean folklore tradition, specifically the Afro-Caribbean folklore tradition. The story is that when a child dies before having been baptized, they become a Dwen. That's the lore. And the thing about a Dwen is a Dwen wears a long hat that covers his face. And his feet are actually turned backwards. Mm. That's the trick of a Dwen. And so when they walk one way, you go another way, looking for them. So they know where you are, you don't know where they are. And they're simply prankster type characters. And you have Dwens, you have the story of Dwens in many different cultures. You have goblins, that's the translation of a Dwen. You know, in Spanish culture, they're called Duende. You know, leprechauns, all these things are different versions of the same story. And so this is the Caribbean version of it. And they're simple pranksters.
Beautiful. You know, one of the great things in your music is you are drawing on a whole sort of pan-Caribbean traditions, grooves from all sorts of countries. And, you know, a lot of times in the U.S. people say, oh, well, you know, play a Latin beat. Mm-hmm. And there are there are hundreds, thousands of different Latin rhythms out there, and there are so many different Caribbean rhythms, such a difference between what you get in the Dominican Republic to what you get in Haiti, and that's just the other side of the island, right?
Exactly.
And how do you go about trying to, you know, keep the flavor of distinct rhythms and then mix them with other rhythms that they might not necessarily go with?
For me, the way rhythm works, I try to find similarities between different regions in terms of the rhythms. So for instance, with Dwens, which we just played, the driving groove that I wrote it based on is actually a merengue groove, which is from the Dominican Republic. To me, that groove works very well on calypso as well. So on the bridge, we go to calypso. So if you think about it strictly from an ethnomusicology point, it's you're going from Trinidad to the Dominican Republic. But in terms of sound, the grooves blend pretty well.
And then you blend it so seamlessly with American jazz as well. On your most recent record, Creole Soul, you do the Thelonious Monk tune, Green Chimneys. And man, you'd think that was a tune that was a calypso tune when it was originally written.
I you know, it's funny you say that, because to me, that melody, you listen to that melody by itself. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
To me, that's a drum pattern on calypso. That's something that a conga player would play or a bongo player. And Monk's music is definitely Caribbean influenced. You know, the names of his tunes, like Bemsha Swing. Bemsha Swing is about Barbados. Baya was from Vaya, which means, you know, I think come on over. His bounce is so strong. Just the way he interprets melodies, he's on another level.
Hmm. Well, I'd love to do something with you, maybe one of these tunes where you blend calypso with kind of maybe traditional jazz harmonic form, the rhythm changes. You've got a great tune called Doing the Thing on the record.
Let's do that one. Doing the Thing is a tune I wrote in tribute to Blue Mitchell. His album, The Thing to Do, was very influential on me, you know, him, and Chikoria. So we wrote that tune. It's an F rhythm changes based on George Gershwin's I've Got Rhythm with a calypso melody and a calypso beat.
Fantastic. Well, let's get the guys up and give it a try.
Let's do it.
Etienne Charles. Wow, now that was fun. That was Jacques Schwartz-Bart on tenor saxophone, Taylor Eigsti on piano, Ben Williams on the bass, John Davis on the drums, and of course on trumpet, Mr. Etienne Charles. My name's Eric Felton, and I hope you'll join us again for more good music on Beyond Category.